top Parian, America's ace of the airwaves.
Yes, four calling control tower. Yes, four calling control tower. Standing by. Okay, this is Pop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves, coming in for another transcribed episode of the Adventures of Pop Harrigan.
Well, gang, aviation, like any other business, has had its ups and downs. There were times when some of America's great air pioneers almost gave up their dreams of the glory of air power. But most of them stuck with it, and in the end, came out on top. To those men and women, we all owe a great big vote of thanks. One of these men, the great airplane pioneer, is J.S. McDonnell, president of the McDonnell Aircraft Corporation. His story runs from doodle bugs to twin jet fighter planes, from 50 to 500 miles an hour. McDonnell served in the Army during the First World War and afterwards joined the Air Corps. It was during this time that McDonnell saw the future of the airplane. Well, as soon as he got out of the Army Air Corps, he joined up with a commercial aviation company. Working there, he got a great deal of practical experience in aircraft engineering and design. He dreamed up and designed the famous doodle bug, a plane that could bring flying within the reach of the average car driver. In 1928, he started his own company with plans to turn out low-cost doodle bugs on a large scale. He didn't have much money to work with, but by watching every penny, he managed to build one model which he entered in a safe airplane contest. And then things took a bad turn. During a test dive, the horizontal stabilizer failed to work. The pilot had to set out a landing and finally got the ship down, but in the landing, the wing and landing gear were badly banged up. Uh-oh, I'm sorry, gang, I'll have to stop now, but I'll be back in just a few minutes to finish this story, so don't forget to listen. And now's our story. Seeing through Lap Antero's scheme to pull them off the trail, Hank and Tank flew north to New City to trap the elusive foreign agent and rescue Gail Nolan, her prisoner. But their plans backfired. Lap Antero and Ramon, her accomplice, eluded the trap and escaped, taking Gail with them. Nolan found Hank and Tank at the central headquarters of the New City Police. The lumbering mechanic stones angrily at Inspector Wilson, who squirms uncomfortably in his seat.
What kind of a police force you got around here?
All right, now, Peter, lay off, will you?
Oh, yeah. After what those guys did, we had the damn call. She was walking right into our hands.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's a big help. You being sorry does us a lot of good. You hear that, Hoppy? Sorry.
All right, Tank, lay off. Getting excited now won't help us any.
Maybe not, but I got a letter up being someplace. All the stupid plays all you must do, let's take the kid.
Now, Peter, if you don't pipe down, I'll cut you in the pool. Then you can talk your head off without bothering anybody.
Oh, sure, you can't rip it out of it, so you pull it dead.
And then you
cut it out, then.
Ah,
now look, Inspector, let's get down to cases. What are you doing to help us find with Nolan?
I'll get every available man every minute. But hey, look, if you're on the railroad station, you're in touch with a plane to come. Hey, we're going to the city of Black Hill.
So what about La Pantera's plane? Do you think you can find it?
Not inside the unit, Harrigan. I can't work nothing.
This can't work nothing, too.
Thanks, shut up. I remember taking the sounds, all the places that I feel big enough to handle a twin-engine Cessna.
Sure they are, but it takes time. I haven't got an army working for me, you know.
Okay, don't lose your temper. I just wanted to be sure, that's all.
Now, listen, what makes you so positive that this, head of her name is landed a plane around here?
She wouldn't be coming to New City for the fun of it, would she?
And what else are you thinking? I'm just sitting in the car and I'm you.
That's a nice way to talk. That's very good for you.
Yeah, and you're done for me. Every time I see you, it means cut it.
You don't think this is any quickness for us, do
you? Well, then, cut it out. This is getting us absolutely nowhere.
Oh, we ain't getting anywhere just hanging around here, are we?
And you wouldn't break me, had we decided to leave.
Well, look, is there anything we can do, Inspector? Any way we can help find the plane.
No, but you better stick close. Much as I'd like to get rid of that big elephant.
Hey, maybe that's something.
Just give him the that plane, Peter. I'm still the best around here.
Oh, yes, you need this.
Well, I'll wait, Captain. Yes, sir. Anything new? Yeah. Did you cover the whole of the area? All right, then concentrate on cabs and bus lines. See if you can pick up anything there. Really? Well, I don't see if anybody's around. Otherwise, you just have to keep going. Well, now call me if you get anything.
Nothing?
Not a trace of them. They get out of the railroad train and get fixed fast. Excuse me, little.
Oh, sure.
Why did we let this one blow up in our face?
Well, lay off, Tank. Inspector Wilson is just as sorry as we are.
Come in here. Oh, well, he deserves it. Besides, it's fun to be on the riding end for a change.
Yes, Inspector.
Now, I'll give you a new you don't become.
Well, I can't right now, sir.
What do you mean, Chief?
A call just came in from a woman out there the other day, complaining about the noise that's bothering her clothes. I have to go out and take care of it.
Oh, for Pete's sake, what does she expect you to do? Sing him to sleep?
Sir, the same one we called up this morning and said an airplane was flying too low over the barn. Bothers her clothes then, too.
Guess we're getting small notes on now. Okay, then go ahead. You gotta keep the taxpayers happy.
Yes.
Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter, Harrigan?
A woman complained about a plane flying too low this morning?
That's right.
And what kind of a noise that you hear now?
Well, she said it sounded like a big fan. It's making an awful racket. If you heard yourself over the phone.
Fan?
Well, I suppose it, Tank.
Inspector, that may be like when pilots are trying to take off.
Yeah,
we can't take the chance of a reason.
Well, we'll have it to look with it. Or do you want to pull another boner, Inspector?
Wait.
No, you win. But, help me, if this is another rally, do
you... I've got a sneaking hunt, it isn't, sir. Come on, we haven't a second to lose.
If they fail now, let them play and they will be gone, possibly forever. Gang, you have had enough of Gripping Planet for today's episode, so stand by. Now, more about the story of J.S. McDonnell, one of the pioneers in American aviation. Well, after McDonnell's first doodle bug was badly damaged in the landing, it took a month of hard work to get the ship in good shape again. McDonnell still wanted to enter it in that airplane contest. But again, something happened. On a night flight in freezing December weather, the engine gave way. However, he managed to make a safe landing, but of course, all thought of winning the contest was out. So he took the duty bag on a cross-country tour to show everyone what it could do. It's tough going at first, but you can't keep a good man down, and McDonnell finally proved the worth of his ship. But then, hard times hit. And the development of the duty bug stopped. He should have been discharged, but not the general. He joined the Glen Martin Company for 6 years and rose to a high position in the organization. And in 1939, he branched out from Southampton again. He started the company that still runs today in a small office building with not a single order on hand. But when the war began, the new company rolled up its sleeves and really went to it. They turned out an experimental job for the Army Air Forces, a twin-engine, high-altitude fighter plane. And when we got into the fight, many more orders came to the McDonnell Company. Now, in peacetime, the company has turned out such planes as the Phantom, first jet ship to work successfully off an aircraft carrier, and the Banshee, a 600-mile-an-hour job, which is the big brother to the Phantom. Fellas and girls, you may never get to own an aviation company, but that doesn't mean you can't fly, so start learning today. So always remember, America needs flyers. And now, back to our story. In a last desperate attempt to capture La Pantera and rescue Gil Nolan, Scott, Tank, Inspector Wilson, and another police officer rescue the twin-engine Cessna standing at the edge of the field, engines idling, ready for takeoff. Lemon was carrying Gil to the plane, and as the doors closed in, quickly but quietly, he was less than 20 feet from the cabin door and escaped.
Come on, Tank.
He knows how dangerous La Pantera is, and now that she's been blocked, she undoubtedly will be twice as deadly if their paths should ever cross again. And you can be sure they will, gang, for in our next exciting episode, the boys begin a perilous flight southward. So be sure to listen. Gentlemen, and fly with Pop Harrigan, America's Ace of the Railways.
Pat Halligan is a 10-star copyrighted feature appearing in All-American Comics magazine. And he brought you Wonder Fruitsider, same time, same nuclear station.